I believe home is not a physical place, but a metaphysical existence. From the time I was born until I was 18 years old, I lived with my mom, dad, older brother, and little sister in a beautiful old brick house in New Bloomfield, Pennsylvania, a small yet lovely town in the middle of nowhere. I loved this house and where I lived, even though it took 40 minutes in any direction to get to real civilization. In this house, holidays were magical. Smells of home cooking frequently wafted throughout the rooms, and cookies were baked from traditional family recipes. Cozy movie nights happened most weekends, cuddled under warm blankets. Fires blazed in our huge stone fireplace, sounds of the piano drifted into our ears, and an eclectic collection of cookie jars lined seemingly infinite shelves on our porch. Many memories were made in this house with my family and our friends. At one point in my life, I couldn't imagine living anywhere else but this house. It was ours, it was comfortable, it was the norm. I felt safe, happy, and for lack of a better saying, at home. But then a huge change occurred in our life. My parents got divorced. My mom, sister, and I moved 3 hours north to Wellsboro, PA, while my dad remained in the New Bloomfield house alone. I knew this had been coming for a long time, but the reality of it was strange and unexplainable. Regardless, we packed up our life into a U-Haul and began the next phase together. The new house was quite different from our other house. It was modern and open, not old with a classic foundation. However, we didn't get to experience this different lifestyle for long. Long story short, we ended up losing the Wellsboro house from exploitive realtors and a manipulative bank. We were forced to leave with little notice and then had to live between our small cabin in Gaines and my stepfather figure's house in Gailton. And this all happened while I was away at college. Despite the fact that my mom and my sister had a place to stay and that I had a place to come back to on vacations, I truly felt like we were homeless. But when I came back from school for Thanksgiving break, I soon discovered that I definitely did not feel homeless. I felt welcomed and warm, happy and safe. That's when I realized something quite remarkable and extremely important. Home isn't a specified location in the world, nor is it a specific house. Home is wherever my family is. I believe home is being with the people I love and those who love me unequivocally. I believe home is something that travels with us wherever we go and can never be broken, lost, or replaced. It is the memories, experiences, and love that has built up over the years. I believe home is not somewhere you return to, but the people you return to.